The Lord bless you and strengthen you, dear family. We are in a huge crisis right now. We need prayers and sacrifices to stop what is planned from happening. The Red Chinese may have shot down one of our F-16s, killing the pilot in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, or it could have been those who oppose our president setting off a false flag. But it's been confirmed the F-16 has been shot down, killing the pilot. Not only that, but in Maine, the Chinese had an underground military installation, several layers beneath the earth. From satellite, you could see many roads led from that desolate place in the middle of nowhere. President Trump ordered it to be destroyed. So they sent in a bunker buster missile and completely destroyed it. Apparently, there were 50,000 Red Chinese soldiers in that bunker, just waiting for the word to attack us. These have been confirmed, but we're getting information that the Red Chinese bought the port of Vancouver and have moved in to protect their investment. There are also reports that they have been marching in full military gear in the cities, as well as miles of Chinese war machines on the railways of our Canadian border. I have seen the pictures, and our sources confirm this is the real deal. Oregon and Washington have made plans to secede from the Union, complete with their new constitution. And actually, when they secede, they are trying to get the Chinese to come and defend them against the rest of the nation. Henry Groover, the elderly and kindly but very good prophet, said there would be an attempt to invade our country on the Northwest Pacific coast, but every attempt would fail, and finally a volcano would go off when they hit the beachhead and lava would start coming down onto the beaches to prevent them from invading. There's one volcano close to that area right now that has recently gone active and is on alert. Guys, the Canadians are in bed with the Red Chinese, Iran, and North Korea. Please pray, fast, and offer what you can for this to be stopped. Remember, in one message I said, destruction comes from the north. Destruction comes from the north. In several messages, I was shown the North Koreans, Chinese, and Iranians complicit in making war on America. Their war planes were flying over the Great Plains of our nation. Here are some of the messages that mention that. April 2nd, 2016, titled Prophetic Dreams, April 2nd, 2016. June 24th, 2016, The Destruction of America, the modern-day Nineveh. September 12, 2020, cry out, devastation is coming, repent. May 13, 2020, be prepared, fire will fall from heaven. September 2, 2018, high alert, deep state set to start World War III. And these all mention some of the things that are actually taking place right now. Our lady spoke to Father this morning. She said, don't be afraid. You will be with us soon. Wow. When we went to the Bible Promises to find out if that was really her voice, we got Holy Spirit and guidance. And guidance is always a confirmation that we are hearing from God. Now, I want to read this to you because this was brought up as well. It's from the message of December 7th this year. This is not my will for you, America. This is Jesus speaking. I have given you a second chance. You have woken up like a sleeping giant and are fighting for your country, which will live by my rules. But the enemy is hell-bent on ruining you. Rise up and pray, prayer warriors. This attack will fail if you pray passionately against it. It does not have to be. It is not my will. Arise and fend this off with your prayers. I tell you the truth. You, my Christian people, are the restrainer, and the plots against you shall not succeed as long as you pray. So arise and pray now for what is being planned against you. Pray that your military traitors will be exposed, stripped of their duty, and arrested. Pray that plots will be intercepted and defenses will snap into place. Yeah, President Trump just called our troops back from the Middle East. Pray and defend your nation. This attack is not my will. And he was so adamant when he said this. Pray also Psalm 91 over your family and the nation. Pray every day with conviction that I will answer your prayers and I will answer them. And that was the Lord, the end of the message. So guys, let's get busy. This is very, very serious, very serious. And it has been confirmed by multiple reliable sources, including our one military source.